We read about Aida yesterday on the Corriere della Sera. Just an aspect of it. We read it was supposed to be something with interaction, and we are really, you know, suspicious about interaction. So just a couple of words.
I did not know, but
to see if we think the same.
Corriere della Sera said, "Well, what are you doing that's interactive?" And we said, "Well, we didn't know we were supposed to be interactive." And they said, "Oh, well, the people who are in charge of the festival have given a press conference, so they said that it will be interactive."
Everything
and
is interactive.
Martin and I just kind of looked at each other like, "Oh God!" But the truth is that interactivity is a buzzword that people want for funding reasons and trendiness reasons. But rarely have I seen work that was fundamentally engaged with why it needed to be interactive. Instead, most interactivity, at least in digital art that I've seen recently, involves like very one-to-one correspondences of essentially triggering mechanisms that start playback of pre-recorded material, or a kind of tactile push button that displays one correspondence. And to me, this does not really constitute interactivity. This strikes me as a kind of alienated like form of pseudo participation designed to like recuperate in a spectacular way the same old spectator artist relationships. I don't see it as satisfactory, and I definitely don't want to make art that kind of coasts on a cheap and easy claim that interactivity is occurring. I think musical performance in which you can sense the audience's energy, are they listening, are they bored, are they talking, are they quiet, to me interactivity as a condition is always occurring. I mean, philosophically, everything, our conversation right now is interactive in a real way. So to need to say, oh, and by the way, this artwork is not only artwork but it's interactive, you know, it's like
it's I suppose very it gives the illusion that you are doing something.
Yeah, it's
you
a sort of
creating. I don't know what's supposed
to be. It's like Hillary Clinton, you know, saying that she wants to have a conversation with America, but the conversation is just a series of media events and PR messages. It's totally one way. A conversation is two way, you know, and I think right now a lot of people are sensing that the older formats are exhausted, but they haven't yet come up with a real way for dialogue, and so there's a lot of corny pseudo dialogue happening. I don't know. I mean,
like
maybe
Mars Electronica is a good example. It's like I think it's just a way of legitimizing new technology and sort of like getting people to like use it. And so it's more of just like, I don't know. It's like it's the industry is kind of motivating people to use their tools and buy them fundamentally. But
yeah, and like grant proposals that include interactivity will get money. They'll get funding. Not because there's something seriously democratic or empowering happening, but just because everybody kind of wants to believe that that's real. I mean, I don't know, maybe I've said this before, but making artwork in order to demonstrate interactivity is like running a restaurant because you're into napkins. You know, like it's total confusion about why does this exist? Like, did I make art because I want to make art? Or am I setting up an interactive system and then, oh, I'll just chuck any old images or sounds up there and ta-da, interactivity, you know, it's lame.
Sure.